Okay, good morning everybody. So, in difficult times for Am Yisrael, learning should be, of course, before Shlema for the people who need it, and Ilan Yashama for those who passed away, which is the only Viserys service. So, we are in Simon Chav Gimel, and we are about to approach Seif Chav Tes. So, Chav Tes, Seif Lamadi, the last two Seifim in this Simon that Kriyas HaTorah. Seif Chav Tes, a very short one. The Mokum Shein Seifa, if a person finds himself, well, not a person, we're really talking about a tzibur who do not have a Sefer Torah. Hopefully not so common, but if it happens, a place where there's no Sefer Torah, a small tzibur in a village or something, and there's no Sefer Torah, what do? Kore Efer Mitoy Chumish Bekol Rom. In order that, although this isn't the true fulfillment of the Takana of Kriyas HaTorah, but in order that the Kriyas HaTorah shouldn't be forgotten, there would be no, don't have a Sefer Torah, so on an ongoing basis, there would be no Kriyas HaTorah. So in order that it shouldn't be forgotten, Kore Echad Mitoy Chumish Bekol Rom, somebody reads the Parshas HaShavuah from the Chumish, but people Yishvu, and people should listen, should they Takach Torah HaKriya, in order that the idea of Kriyas HaTorah, the concept of Kriyas HaTorah, should not be forgotten. But no bracha is made, obviously, on this Kriya. And we also do not have aliyahs, we don't even call people up to stand by the Chumash or whatever. Simply, somebody read through the Chumash, and that's what's done. This halakha is primarily relevant to a tzibur. If you have a tzibur who, in principle, are obliged in Kriyas HaTorah, just they're not able to perform it because they don't have the sefer. So then they read through the Chumash. If a yachid finds himself without a Kriyas HaTorah, the Ikar Adin is not obliged in anything, because as we've said, the Kriyas HaTorah is chal on the tzibur. That's definitely good to take a chumash and read it in the place of the Kriyas HaTorah, but it's not actually obliged. Now let's come to the next thief. So let's give a little bit of background to the next thief. The next thief brings us to the topic of moving a Sefer Torah from place to place. It's a little bit of an unclear topic, and we'll try to make it as clear as we can. So let's begin by giving some background before we read the words of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch himself. This halacha is based on Yerushalm. No, there's no open discussion in the Gemara anyway about whether one can or cannot, or should or should not move a Sefer Torah from place to place, under what circumstances, and so on and so forth. But there's a sort of remnant in Yerushalm. Yerushalmi discusses the procedure followed on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur there was a particular Kriyas HaTorah. And it's written that they brought a Sefer Torah from a certain place to where the Kohen Gadol was, and they passed it, said they would pass it, they would bring it from where it was, and there was different levels of hierarchy in the Beis HaMikdash. It was passed to somebody called Bechazan HaKnesses, and he brings it to the Rosh HaKnesses. The Rosh HaKnesses brings it to the Sgan, and the Sgan brings it to the Kohen Gadol. And then the Kohen Gadol reads this Kriya that's special for Yom Kippur. And the Gemara asks on this, and the Gemara says, "Bechol Atzar." Everywhere else at Omar we find that Huchin Achar Torah. Everywhere else we find that one goes to the Torah. You don't bring the Torah to you; you go to the Torah. So Hacha at Omar may Lichin Es HaTorah Etzlo. And here you say that we're bringing the Sefer Torah to the Kohen Gadol. This seems not right. Ask the Yerushalmi. Normally you go to the Torah over here, bring the Torah to the Kohen Gadol. Said the Yerushalmi, "Ela al yedei shehein bnei adam gedolim hatorah mit alevoy." But since these people discussed here the Kohen Gadol and his associates are gedolim Torah, so that itself is a cover for the Torah, that the gedolim Torah is acting with it, and you bring it to them, and so on and so forth. So when you're dealing with gedolim Torah, it's considered a sort of cover for the Torah to bring the Torah to them. But that's all with gedolim Torah. So we imply from here that if it's not gedolim Torah, however, regular people, then it's not appropriate to bring the Torah to the people. The people go to the Torah. That's what we come out with from this Yerushalmi. As a sort of general principle, you don't bring the Torah to you, you go to the Torah. Comes along one of the central halachic rishonim, the Mordechai, and the Mordechai says that we see from this Yerushalmi, if we'll have the following scenario, the following example, we'll have people who are imprisoned. This is the case he speaks about, people who are imprisoned in prison. You don't bring a Sefer Torah to them. And that's it, you don't bring a Sefer Torah to them. They want to hear a Kriyas HaTorah or something, you don't bring a Sefer Torah to them. That's what the Mordechai says. And we learned it from this Yerushalmi, which says you don't go to bring Torah to you, you go to the Torah. So if somebody's imprisoned in prison, you don't bring him a sacred Torah. That's what the Mordechai says, and his psak is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Now to understand this a little bit better, let's bring the question of the Bialoch. The Bialoch comes and asks a kasha on this, and this is probably what's going through everybody's mind. A very, very obvious question. This is what is the Mordechai saying? It doesn't really add up. He brings this to Yerushalmi, and he says, well, like it says in Yerushalmi, you don't go to the Torah, you don't bring the Torah to you, you don't bring the Torah to you, you go to the Torah. Likewise, if these people are in prison, so you don't bring in the Sefer Torah. So the Bialoch, excuse me, is very, very different. It's very different. Yerushalmi is talking about somebody who's able to go to the Torah. You're able to go to the Torah, yes, for sure. You're able to go to the Torah, so you don't bring the Torah to you, you go to the Torah. 100%. But the Mordechai is speaking about people who are imprisoned, so they're imprisoned, so unfortunately they can't go to the Torah. So on the contrary, if anything, we would probably say that that itself is a comfort for the Torah. You see that people really want to read it. They can't get to it, so you bring the Torah to them. That itself is a comfort for the Torah. What is the Mordechai saying? That like it says in Yerushalmi, so likewise, if people are imprisoned, you don't bring them the Torah. It's got nothing to do with it, and it's not like Yerushalmi at all. That's what he corrected the Bialoch, not like this will be Bialoch asks. So to put the psak of the Mordechai in the correct context, the Bialoch explains, he says, you have to understand as follows. That there is a difference between a tzibur who is in prison and a yochid who is in prison. A yochid or anybody, any group less than 10. So the Bialoch will have to understand that this Mordechai is discussing a group of people smaller than 10. Now, what's the great point of a group of people smaller than 10? Says the Bialoch, a group of people smaller than 10, in principle, they're not really chayav in Kriyas HaTorah altogether. So they're in prison, unfortunately, sad. They can't come to the Kriyas HaTorah, but they're not chayav in Kriyas HaTorah, because they're not a tzibur. They're not a tzibur, they're not really a tzibur, so they're not chayav in Kriyas HaTorah. So it's got to be as some idea, you know what, let's go to them, they give them rishus to visit, let's go to them, make for them a minyan, and bring them a Torah. That's what the Mordechai is talking about. They're not in principle higher than Kriyas HaTorah, these people. You're going to do something to make them higher by bringing them a minyan and bringing them a Kriyas HaTorah. That says the Mordechai you don't do because they're not higher anyway, so why do you have to do that? But in Luyus Sriya, were it to be a scenario where there are 10 people in the prison, unfortunately, and there is a tzibur in the prison, and they're higher than Kriyas HaTorah, so then, said the Bialoch, for sure, we would bring them a Sefer Torah. There's no, and that's not what the Mordechai is talking about. If they're chayav, and they can't get to the Torah, so then you bring them a Torah. So, that gives some background to this din. That makes it a bit easier to digest. So we don't bring somebody a Torah if he is not obliged as such in Kriyas HaTorah, even if we're going to now do something to make him chayav. You don't bring them a Torah. But if there's already a tzibur who are chayav, then you bring them a Torah. Now let's read the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We'll see maybe at some point he doesn't agree with this Bialoch, but this Bialoch is the bottom line. And it is here, Sehi Flamet. So says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Asarash in Mispalim. If you have 10 people who are davening, Ve'ein Laim Sefer Torah Likrois, Ein Levi'in Laim Sefer Torah Litzerach HaKriya, we don't bring them a Sefer Torah. Now as we've said, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch applies this halacha even to a minion. Mishnah Berurah, the halacha says that when you have a minion, you bring him the Sefer Torah. Afilim him kavushim beis ha'asurim, this halacha applies only to a yochid. But even if this yochid is in a beis ha'asurim, and even if it's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you don't bring. However, even in this scenario where we're not supposed to bring, we have a yochid who's not really chayav, and we're going to just bring him the Sefer Torah, we're going to see now scenarios, situations in which you can bring. It's not so all-encompassing, it's not in all scenarios, there are situations where you can bring. Im mechinim yoim o yoimayim koyim, or in a table. If we prepare a place, a day or two before, where there is an oren or a table, a box, or a cupboard, sha'oisen mokim kavua the Sefer Torah, where we make a place, a fixed place for the Sefer Torah, mutar, then it's permitted. There's the idea here being that the primary bizoyan of the Torah would be if you bring it simply for the kriya, you bring it, you read it, and you take it back. So then it's openly apparent that you brought the Sefer Torah to you to read, and you didn't go to it. So that's sort of the bizoyan. But if the Sefer Torah had a a place in the place where you put it. You don't bring it for the cupboard. You have a cupboard. You put it in the cupboard. You take it out. You read it. You put it back in that cupboard. So it's like the same story. Move the place for a few days. That might be like. Just to focus a drop more on the details, the kids are used to the lashon yom or yom mine, a day or 2 days. So is it a day? Is it 2 days? Well, it's going to say that ideally it should be a period of 2 days, but if that's not possible, even 1 day, and some places can even add that even if it can't be for a full day, if it's just it's prepared there before the tefillah, and you keep it there till after the tefillah, you don't bring it just for the kriya alone, some places can say that even that is acceptable. So in difficult scenarios, you can even rely on that. Let's just mention something else, which is quite a well-known thing, some people might have heard of this, that there is a minhag, some say, that will only bring a sefer Torah to a place if we're going to have there a kriya three times. Three times kriya. This doesn't have a source in early poskim, but it is mentioned in the Aruch HaShulchan, more recent, relatively more recent poskim. And practiced by some, you know, there are some communities where if they bring a sefer Torah, let's say they're later to a shiva, normally in the shiva, generally there'll only be two kriyas. Since Monday and Thursday will usually be three kriyas. Some people have a minhag to make a point of making a minyan in that house. Let's say Shabbos Mincha or something, so that there'll be also three kriyas. But really, the minhag is a sort of kavod atzeret. It's not absolutely required by Ikar Din. So as we've said, Ikar Din is you prepare for it a place, it should be there. For 2 days, for a day, or at the very least, from before the tefillah till after the tefillah. And again, once again, all this is for a tzibur who aren't, for a person who isn't actually chayav, for a yochid. But for a tzibur, you could even bring the Torah just to read and take it back, if there's some reason why the tzibur can't get to the Torah. So let's say, in this past year, in these outdoor minyanim, if there's some reason why you can only, let's say, you can only keep the Torah in shul, in the same place, in the safe in shul, you can't keep it anywhere else, and your minion is outside, and you have to bring the Torah for the kriya and take it back, for a tzibur, that's also acceptable. Let's finish off with some other exceptions. If we have an Adam Choshev, a God of a Torah, who is not able to come to the shul, Mutar Lahavi Gam the Torah of Kriya Labat. For an Adam Choshev, that comes back to the source that we learned from the Yerushalmi, that for Gedolei the Torah, you are allowed to bring the Torah to them. For an Adam Choshev, you're allowed to bring the Torah to him. Well, the Chayde, no, let's get to words, line, sorry. You're allowed to bring it to him. But yesh omrim de la adam choshev pino ene Chayde, or the Chayde pino ene adam choshev mutter. And some are even more mechel, and they say any other choshev you can bring, even if he's not Chayde. And Chayde, even if he's not choshev, you can also bring. But yesh lahakel, the Shabbos parshas zochah, parshas parah, primary occasions where we can be mechel, parshas zochah, parshas parah, and yesh yesh omrim, shehen do reiser, because some say these are very nice. One other occasion when we can be makel, in which the Mishnah records that it was customary, some people in the Yom Neroim would split up the Kriyas HaTorah into different groups in the shul, because there's a particular Indian to get an aliyah on this day, and they would take Sefer Torah to here, to there, to other side places, to hear a Kriyas HaTorah. Says the Mishnah, well, I shouldn't do that. But if there is an intent to increase proceeds to tzedakah, let's say people who get the aliyah, they give money to tzedakah, and by making more aliyahs, you get more money for the tzedakah, then he says you can be makel. Also on Simchas Torah, the minhag is to be more makel about this, you take the Sefer Torah to other places and make private extra kriyas so that everybody can get an aliyah. One other pillar worth mentioning, the Sweet Pesach Frank suggests, brings a riot in the Gemara, that This entire halacha is a Sefer Torah which is dedicated for tzibur use. A Sefer Torah which is dedicated for use by the tzibur, to then take it and bring it to a place of yechidim, even if it's... There's a minyan there, but it's not the public minyan, is a sort of zilbul. But if you have a Sefer Torah which in the first place was not given over for public use, it's a certain yachid Sefer Torah, then he can take it wherever he wishes. Okay, we'll stop it today. This brother said it's a disturbance. Mr. Shem, next time we'll begin the next time.